Thank you, all parties, for standing by. All lines have been placed on listen-only until the question-and-answer session of conference. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. The slide deck is also available for download. Occasionally, Joe and Terry will reference a slide number for your convenience. I will now turn the call over to Terry Ray. You may begin.
Well, good day, and thanks, Lori. My name is Terry Ray, and I am responsible for the Tivoli Maximo Strategy and Product Management specific to the energy industry. Joining me today on today's Tivoli Talk is Joe Shiffert, the product architect for IBM Maximo for nuclear power. Joe, would you like to say a few welcoming words?
Yes. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for tuning in at this time. This is really about the best time for the worldwide audience that we're after speaking to. I'm Joe Shiffert. I'm the lead product manager for IBM Maximo for nuclear power. I've been doing that for 4 years. Prior to that, 25 years experience in the nuclear power industry, including a time as plant manager of a nuclear generating unit, time with INPO, and 14 years developing software. So thank you very much. Back over to you, Terry.
All right. Well, Joe and I today would like to talk to you a little bit about IBM Maximo for nuclear power and its role in the nuclear renaissance. Again, from time to time, as Lori mentioned, we will reference a slide number, so if you want to follow with us or if you want to go back and look at them at a later time, that's fine. So if you turn to slide number two, our agenda today consists of a discussion of the nuclear renaissance, how the industry is experiencing transformation, what is IBM's position and offerings, why the industry needs to be smarter, and finally, an in-depth discussion of IBM Maximo for nuclear power. Slide number three. The term nuclear renaissance has been used by many stakeholders in this industry, and each has its own interpretation. We believe that the industry is truly in a renaissance, as evidenced by some of the key statistics and trends shown on this slide. Specifically, as many of you know, there exists about 436 nuclear power reactors in the world today, which represent about 15% of the world's electricity, and it's forecasted to maintain that percent with some doubling of generation capacity. Currently, there are about 43 new reactors under construction, about 106 being planned, and another 250-plus that are proposed. It's estimated that about 60 plants will be coming online over the next 15 years. And also the renaissance can be kind of put in the context of the amount of dollars that are being spent. As many of you know, that each reactor is a huge investment representing anywhere from $5 to $7 billion of investment. In terms of the countries that are committed to the new build, right now it's the legacy nuclear operators, countries like the U.S., China, Russia, France, the U.K., Japan, South Korea, and India. Many other countries are what we call exploring or progressing through the new nuclear build, countries like Finland, Italy, Netherlands, Sweden, and as you can see in the chart, countries like South Africa and Canada, Romania. Many others are keen to use nuclear energy. Companies or countries like the United Arab Emirates, Thailand, Argentina, Vietnam, and several countries are even reviewing their policy with regards to the use of nuclear power. Countries like Germany and Spain.
A quick comment, Terry. This is really an unprecedented number of new plants being built, and pretty much everyone is looking very hard at this.
Great point, Joe. All right, going on to the industry under transformation on slide number four, the nuclear power industry is an industry under transformation from many different perspectives. One, from a customer expectation standpoint here, as new plants are being built, customers are getting prepared to receive high amounts of data regarding the new plant construction. From an external driver standpoint, customers are in search of security of supply, as well as they're seeing that nuclear is the green solution. In addition, customers are now understanding how technology can drive additional benefits across many different aspects across the life cycle, from construction, operations, and security. The demands on the industry are very, very tremendously, from a retiring workforce to the need of extending the existing asset. That is, that plants are being extended, or the life of plants are being extended from the licensed 40 years. Many of them are adding at least 20, 30 years to their life in excess of 60 years. And finally, the industry is experiencing increased complexity from the standpoint of supply chain standards and the need to work on a global scale. And as you are seeing, plants are designed in one country, they're built in another country, and they're using parts from yet another country. So the industry is certainly going under transformation. IBM, I'm looking at slide number five. IBM is well positioned to support this nuclear renaissance. It has been a provider of IT and industry solutions to the energy and utility industry for well over 30 years. The company believes in a diverse energy portfolio, from fossil to nuclear and to renewables, wind and solar. And finally, IBM has an extensive experience in consulting systems design and integration and technology solutions. And to the right on this slide, you will note a list of many of our key customers and client base. And as you can see from this list, at many of the large and significant operators in the nuclear power industry are demonstrated here. Joe, did you have any comments on the list?
No, Terry, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Another example, looking at slide number six, example of IBM's commitment to the nuclear power industry, is that the company established a center of excellence for nuclear power in Le Gode, France, several years ago. And at this center, our customers can view a number of solutions, including enterprise content management, project lifecycle management, analytics solutions, and even, of course, enterprise asset management. The next couple slides, slides 7 and 8, provide a snapshot into IBM's power generation optimization solutions. And the PGO offering consists of three main focus areas, that is, supply expansion, plant operations, and fleet optimization. And you will note here on slide 7 two references to asset management. The Maximo EAM solution helps companies move up the asset maturity curve, as well as best practices to deploy asset management across the generating fleet. And if you turn to slide number 8, again, here you see the unique set of capabilities that I believe only IBM can provide to realize business value. And IBM can help with a strategy, we can help with the design and management services, and we offer solutions, hardware, and services combined. Slide number 9. There has been a lot of discussion on the Smarter Planet, as many of you have heard, and it has made its way down into what we call smart generation. And here, generation companies must be smarter in how they build and operate these key assets. There must be kind of smarter designs, smarter supply chains. There must be smarter operations. And finally, what we refer to as smarter maintenance. And IBM solutions and thought leadership supports improved design, construction, and operation, again, looking across the entire life cycle. And one piece of evidence, I'm looking now at slide number 10, one piece of evidence of IBM's thought leadership in the nuclear business is the nuclear business maturity model shown here on slide number 10. This model is actually work in progress, and as you can see, It is an extensive model that cuts across several domains, including, as you can see on the top layer here, the strategy management organization, another domain around environmental guardianship and external relations, work and asset management and major mods, business ops and human resources, and then finally, looking there at the bottom, technology, R&D, managing new construction to take care of this significant increase in the number of plants, as Joe mentioned, with safety and security, and finally, what we call nuclear operations and training. And IBM is working with three of the leading power companies in the world to build out these domains. Each of these domains has multiple subdomains. We have right now about five levels of maturity, and each of those domains, subdomains, and levels of maturity have a number of characteristics. And I will say that I've been personally involved in building this model out, and it really is going to be an incredible piece of thought leadership. And for those who have an interest, additional details on this model will be discussed at Pulse in February in Las Vegas. And what I'd like to do now is to turn the discussion over to Joe, who will got a lot of exciting information about IBM Maximo for nuclear power. Joe?
Yes, thanks very much, Terry. Just that's quite a picture you painted of real opportunities, which are real opportunities for IBM. I would like to spend just a few moments today going over three topics. I'd like to give you an overview of the Maximo nuclear product, part of the IBM offering. I'd like to get into some specifics on the product out there right now, and also focus specifically on our new release, which will be available in the middle of December, really adding some very significant functionality. So if you go to slide 12, to give you a picture of the nuclear customers that we're currently working with and serving, and also the product, you can see a timeline stretching from the point in time when the Maximo Nuclear Power Advisory Council and Maximo Nuclear Development Partnership was formed back in 2003. This was really the predecessor for any actual development work, and the predecessor really has laid a strong foundation which continues in use today with the way we do business on the IBM Maximo for nuclear power product. And I'll give you more information on that. One of the key factors to consider about the nuclear power industry is that actually, in spite of the enormous role it plays in world energy production and world energy solutions and security, it's actually quite a limited organization worldwide. I think there's something just over 100 worldwide nuclear operators. So against that backdrop, it's interesting to note that of the nuclear EAM deals in the last 5 years, IBM Maximo for nuclear power has been successful in approximately 70% of those cases. The marketplace is sending a very clear indication of interest to the Maximo for nuclear power product. And in this diagram, you'll see the Maximo nuclear customers starting with Fordham. That was against version 5 back in the 2003 timescale. Moving all the way up to our most current customers, and in fact there are customers that we expect announcements shortly from, continuing to take up IBM Maximo for nuclear power. You can also see that we're actually, with the Nuclear 711 release, we are preparing to release our fifth version of the nuclear product. If you go to slide 13, you'll see another very important aspect of the nuclear power product, which is our extensive client engagement. We have essentially two specialized engagements with our prospects and customers, the first being the Nuclear Power Advisory Council. And this actually is the group that Terry mentioned a few moments ago that he's working with for the development of the nuclear business maturity model. At a working level, so these would be incumbents at the power stations actually responsible for performance of these key processes at the nuclear power station, plus the type of people that would be implementing the projects. We have the nuclear development partners, and these are the folks that our team works very closely with to determine actually what our development roadmaps look like, what actually should we, will we be developing, and also to make sure that we get it right as far as the actual development. So I'll talk more about this roadmap in a moment, but these are the folks that we work extremely closely with. Our current development partners are DTE Energy, Southern Company, Constellation Energy, TVA, Luminant, and also Fortum in Finland. The slide 14 gives us an overview of another one of the foundations of the Maximo nuclear product, and that is the Standard Nuclear Performance Model. The Standard Nuclear Performance Model was very significant in the late 1990s and the early 2000s when the industry in the United States was in a phase of intensive consolidation. And there was a need to really standardize and to make sure that the right processes, the optimal processes, were being followed at the nuclear power stations. So the Standard Nuclear Performance Model was developed as a comprehensive model to help focus on benchmarking activities and the performance basis for actually determining what is the correct method of doing business. So it's very critical to understand this is a performance model, and it's really intended to capture and be an ongoing representation of the most effective worldwide practices for maintaining and operating a nuclear power station. The Maximo Nuclear team continues to use this as a reference and a basis for the product, along with the guidance of our development partners. Slide 15 is an overview of the nuclear, of the not only the nuclear, but some of the other industry solutions. I know some folks on the call will be very familiar with this concept. Some may not be as familiar, but it would be important to recognize that industry solutions permit development and delivery of very deep, out-of-the-box, industry-specific best practices and business processes. So that's what the Maximo Nuclear Solution does as well. It builds and leverages on the enormous Maximo worldwide experience helping customers perform effective EAM and provides industry-unique applications and versions of specific applications within Maximo optimized for nuclear power generation. Slide 16 is a brief overview of the core IBM Maximo application for enterprise asset management. It's worth just spending a moment just to talk about what Maximo itself really is, because after all, that's the basis for the industry solutions. So I think it's a fairly straightforward picture to look at Maximo EAM as a collection of vertical areas of functionality. For example, asset management, work management. Let's talk about work management a moment. We can think of work management as work order tracking, but also critical aspects such as PMs, job plans, labor and qualifications, making sure you have the right individuals assigned to the work orders, and the ability to relate crafts, for example, to work orders. So asset management, work management, materials management, purchasing, contract management, service management. Fairly straightforward to conceptualize Maximo as a grouping of application under those larger modules. In addition, Maximo has functionality, horizontal functionality, that supports and integrates all these key aspects of EAM. For example, the powerful workflow engine and the use of SLAs, and we'll talk about SLAs specifically as far as how we actually use SLAs in the Maximo nuclear functionality. The power of Maximo to make changes using a configuration tool set where customers can add that final ability to make the Maximo application respond to their very specific needs using the configuration tools, using a configurable UI, and reflect that all in the database, and to keep that functionality as part of their Maximo implementation and not be version bound to it. In other words, all the changes made with the configuration toolkit upgrade as our customers upgrade. Another very critical aspect is the Maximo Enterprise Adapter, or MEA, which is the native services-oriented architecture-based method of integration with other applications. And of course, very powerful reporting and analytics and KPI tools built into Maximo. And finally, the security and administration. So that's a brief overview of the core Maximo application. On our next slide, you can see a summary of the Maximo nuclear functionality and also our product roadmap going into the future. The current release will be the 7.1.1 nuclear release. You can see we have project names for these various projects until they're released. And the functionality in this current release, just in summary, is a very important collection of powerful functionality added to the existing, very capable nuclear solution. We'll talk more about this in a moment, but I'll just reference slide 17 for you to have an idea of where we are, what is in the new release, and also what our plans for the future are. And again, as I mentioned, this roadmap is determined with very careful discussion with our development partners, and also once we have the broad outlines of the roadmap in our minds and fixed, and as it becomes part of a discrete development plan, we then work very closely with the development partners to make sure that we're giving them exactly the functionality needed by the industry. Slide 18 gives you a complete picture of the IBM Maximo for nuclear power applications and functionality. This is really a listing of functionality areas. It includes the application includes today, prior to the December release, robust functionality for equipment reliability. This is a requirement of the INPO document AP913, Equipment Reliability, which is seen worldwide as a very important best practice regarding maintaining equipment operability and reliability in the nuclear power station. Maximo Nuclear has a very robust tech spec and surveillances framework. This is a literal capturing of the licensing requirements for the technical systems that must be operational and the testing that is required to prove that they're operational. And that's available directly in Maximo for comparison with the actual work documents and activities where those requirements are actually satisfied. Commitment tracking is another collection of Maximo applications associated with review and approval of commitments, primarily towards external authorities, and how those commitments are incorporated into the work management process at the nuclear station. Maximo Nuclear has a collection of functionality for surveillance testing. Surveillance testing are very specific tests performed to validate that the requirements for nuclear operability of the equipment are made. And there are, in addition, enhancements being made to the existing surveillance's functionality in the December release. And I'll speak about those enhancements in a moment. But just to give you an idea of the general requirements covered in surveillance testing, this would be the ability to track regulatory frequency requirements and last dates to complete, for example, in addition to the normal scheduling of surveillances. And, of course, this surveillance testing is tied into the tech specs framework I mentioned a moment ago. Procurement engineering functionality is also a feature of Maximo Nuclear. In this case, it's a collection of technical and quality terms and vendor qualifications that are related to requisitions in Maximo, contracts, RFQs, company records, POs, items, and inventory. So what this functionality does in total is to make sure that the correct quality level for nuclear-specific supply chain material is reflected in the procurement documents, and that only the qualified vendors that are qualified by audit are available for the nuclear-specific supply chain components. The nuclear solution includes calibrations and MNTE functionality, which is very deep functionality. This is actually a separate industry solution, so you can get more information, in-depth information, on this industry solution from the calibrations MNTE team themselves. But this is very important functionality and is bundled with nuclear as part of the nuclear license to permit the correct maintenance of instrumentation, the instrumentation that is used to calibrate in-plant instrumentation, and all the way to the complete instrument loops in the plant. Clearances are additional functionality, not to be confused with the core Maximo lockout tagout functionality, that provides robust configuration control for safe maintenance and testing in an operating plant. So these are the admin controls placed on plant components that permit safe maintenance during plant operations. Clearances have also been enhanced in the December release, and we'll speak about that a little bit later. Impact plans are a part of the Maximo Nuclear release, and impact plans are pre-established operational and maintenance risk management strategies that are pre-reviewed, pre-developed, and are generated with the other pre-established strategies such as job plans when a nuclear work order is created. The last piece of the existing nuclear functionality is very exciting functionality. It's actually nuclear-specific workflows and nuclear content such as start centers, reports, and KPIs that are provided for use out of the box by our customers as a guideline and as a guideline for future work. Our experience with our customers has been that sometimes this important aspect of Maximo will be relegated to a later status, and what we have done by adding this functionality to the functionality out of the box is to kickstart our customers' use of this powerful functionality. In addition, so that's the existing functionality. The new functionality, in addition to the enhancements to clearances and surveillances, are configuration change management, permits, corrective actions, and equipment groups. And I'll speak about those in a moment. Finally, I do want to mention that the work at a nuclear power plant is so complex that the systems are typically integrated with other very heavy-duty systems. Terry gave you an overview of the IBM capability to provide a total solution for nuclear users. Well, these are yet other aspects of the Maximo solution that facilitate this. Three key integrations would be the out-of-the-box ERP integration, and I'll speak more about that in a moment, an out-of-the-box integration with Primavera, which is the worldwide standard for project management and scheduling, and finally, integration with an electronic document management system such as our partner IBM product, FileNet. On our next slide, slide 19, we provide some information on the complementary EAM ERP integration available out of the box for both SAP and Oracle. Now, we recognize that SAP and Oracle both provide enormous values to our customers and as a result, provide the integration ready to go. There are a number of Maximo Nuclear customers that are integrated with both SAP and Oracle. Nevertheless, allow me to point out that Maximo delivers the specialized functionality at the plant level, which is so critical for the proficient operation and maintenance of the nuclear power station. Thus becomes a very logical integration with the ERP solutions. Slide 20 provides an overview of the web architecture of Maximo. I think this is well known to the folks on the phone, but it's very critical to remember that Maximo and Maximo Nuclear support full SOA-based EAM functionality for our customers. And in the nuclear context, this is particularly important from the perspective of the stability, the long-lasting stability of the product and supportability of the product. Terry mentioned these plants are looking at 60-year life extensions. While only a fool would promise that SOA-based architecture will be around for 60 years, who knows? It certainly is the most robust platform that's available for implementation today and a long life into the future. Slide 21 starts getting into some of the specific functionality, and that's going to be the balance of my presentation this morning on functionality to talk in a little bit more depth regarding the new functionality that's being added in the December 2009 release. Corrective actions are a crucial aspect of the nuclear power plant operations. Corrective actions provide the capability to classify, prioritize, analyze, trend, and solve the wide range of problems that appear in plant operations. These plants are very carefully licensed as far as the technical configuration and the processes in place in the plant. However, just as important is the corrective action program, which provides the plant with the ability to respond to the inevitable changes. Corrective actions in Maximo map to the standard closed-loop industry model of performance improvement. Identify problems, analyze the problems, and fix them, very simply. Find, analyze, and fix. Corrective actions in Maximo Nuclear provide the ability to assess plant, fleet, and industry operating experience. Key features are provided to manage the timeliness of the corrective action program and the key interface with other plant processes. Finally, a self-service condition reporting application is provided with a simplified user interface to encourage a low threshold for reporting problems. Slide 22 gives you a list of additional corrective action features. I will not speak about them all. I will refer you to the slide deck. I will touch very briefly on three key features. First is the strong operational shift review of the corrective action document. As you can imagine, any problem has the potential for impact on the safe operation of the nuclear power station. And it's very critical that the subset of problems that's identified for operational shift review have a very thorough and complete and effective review. The second point I'd like to make is the use of SLAs. SLAs are service level agreements, and these are very familiar in the industry as a way of monitoring the timeliness of the interactions between two parties or more parties. SLAs are a functionality in Core Maximo that is harnessed to set clear timeliness goals for Maximo corrective actions. Finally, you've heard me mention a number of uses of the corrective action program. It would be very easy to become overwhelmed by reporting of events. Typical nuclear power stations in the United States and in some worldwide areas are reporting something like 10,000 events per year, and that needs to be filtered, and to have the some items merely reviewed, very unimportant items reviewed, but nevertheless captured for data reporting and trending purposes, whereas the most serious items or any item with a potential impact to nuclear safety is given extensive reviews. In the industry, this is known as the graduated approach to corrective action. Maximo Nuclear supports many features associated with a graduated approach for corrective action. Slide 23 gives us an overview of the industry's performance improvement model. Once again, performance monitoring, find, analyze, identify, and plan solutions, analyze, and then finally implementing solutions, fix. So these are the three phases of the performance improvement model you'll see in Maximo Nuclear. This concept is so important. We reiterate this model in slide 24, showing the advantage of a corrective action program integral with the nuclear EAM system. If you think of the EAM system as a basic Deming cycle, plan, do, check, adjust, by adding the corrective action program onto that cycle and looking at the results of performance monitoring of plant equipment, you provide additional benefits for your EAM system. Maximo corrective actions are not limited to the equipment, but also accept other inputs and provide the same find, analyze, and fix approach for all issues at a nuclear power station. The next slide, slide 25, will highlight some of the features we've just talked about, particularly the operation shift review. It's only one slide, and obviously this is involved functionality. But just to give you a sense of the operational review, integration with the operability and licensing reporting activities, and also something as prosaic as the view history, the comprehensive view history report that's available, really makes this a very powerful and user-friendly tool for very rapidly moving a corrective action through the review cycle and making sure that proper actions are taken. Slide 26, permits, the next piece of functionality. Permits are functionality for the management of maintenance from support departments. These are the requirements that accompany plant maintenance. as far as the very tight integration with operations and safety departments and other departments at a nuclear power station. Examples would be a scaffolding permit, confined space permit, heat stress, excavation, hot work, fire impairment, or even radiation work permits. Some of the key features are shown on slide 27. Again, I will just hit some high-level points and urge you to review the slide for more details. First of all, again, this is the support department view of maintenance. Permits may be, again, following the Maximo idiom, assembled as pre-established strategies. So these permits are pre-established, and they are invoked when necessary with the PM work orders. Of course, they can be generated ad hoc, but they fit the strategy of efficiency in terms of being developed in advance and then in the repeated applications of the PMs are invoked again. And finally, permits do have the full power of the work order, permitting significant activities to be handled on the permit, such as, for example, development of a scaffolding. Slide 28 will give you a screenshot of the permits, and it shows some of the technical details associated with a permit. In this case, this is a radiation work permit shown in the example, and just highlighted a couple of the data fields tied together to give you an idea how it works. So task 20 is shown on this slide, initial area survey, and then some of the task specifications associated with that task. So the task would be very similar to a job plan task, one of the steps you're going to go through to actually perform the operation. And the task specifications in this case for the radiation work permit are to capture the average area dose rate, average contamination levels, airborne activity levels, and hot spots, if any. So just to give you a very detailed example of how the permit functionality, powerful permit functionality, would be used to establish the radiological conditions that would support a work order in a nuclear power station. Slide 29 talks about some of the enhancements to surveillance testing. As I mentioned, the surveillance functionality is pre-existing in the current product, and the December release adds additional functionality. One of the key additional functionalities added leverages the multi-location, multi-asset capabilities of Maximo 7 and allows testing multiple plant components on a single PM and fully accounting for the partial performances and tracking. Additional enhancements are made to regulatory and scheduling calculations. Slide 30 gives you a summary of some of the additional functionality. By far, the most important aspect of the enhancement is to identify testing performance and work history down to the component level for all components, using the leveraging the capabilities of Maximo multi-location asset. And, of course, additional functionality, sophisticated functionality to allow generation of retests and tracking of complete partial status. The functionality adds support for the 13-week schedule, which is the standard worldwide method of performing maintenance in nuclear power plants. 13 weeks corresponds to a quarter, one quarter. And this has been an improvement industry-wide to go from a 12 to a 13-week cycle built around surveillance requirements. So we have added scheduling enhancements to support that 13-week schedule. Finally, we've added rescheduling enhancements on existing PM work orders, typically at nuclear power stations. Perhaps a year's worth of PM work orders are created in advance.
Sometimes, mostly inadvertently, the incorrect work order will be selected for performance, or there could be other reasons why you would want to reschedule these work orders, for example, to adjust for refueling outages or extended mode changes. And this powerful capability has been added to the latest Maximo Nuclear release. The next slide is a screenshot that shows the enhancements to the nuclear work order to pick up the multi-component testing. Slide 32 talks about configuration change management, and this adds the ability to create and manage changes to locations, assets, or configuration items following engineering approval. Slide 33 provides the standard industry CM, configuration management standard, the match between physical configuration, design requirements, and the facility configuration information, and maps to the changes in Maximo Nuclear to support this. So if we just to talk in a little bit more detail about the facility configuration information, if you look at slide 34, you'll look at Maximo locations, which map to the equipment in the process flows in a nuclear power station. I mean the physical equipment. And configuration change management adds field-by-field control with revisions to the location header data, program data, asset association, specifications, and even fields added to the location by the user. Slide 35 provides an overview of the engineering configuration change process using a nuclear version of the change application, where specific technical information on the location and asset would be updated, reviewed, and updated. Finally, slide 36 shows you the very specific configuration tag on a location. In this case, this is data for the control building chill water pump required for control room habitability. And you can see highlighted that we have two revisions, Rev 0 and Rev 1, on this equipment. And it shows you how the old values and new values have been controlled through this engineering approval process. I think it makes intuitive sense that you really need to have good control on the engineering information associated in your plant, and this is how it's done in Maximo Nuclear. Slide 37 talks about equipment groups functionality. Equipment groups add the ability to relate Maximo locations into groups, and through these groupings, it permits further groupings and management of work orders, PMs, clearances, tags, and permits. This is, again, standard nuclear industry functionality integrated with Maximo Nuclear. Slide 38 gives you a diagram from one of the EPRI documents, which I think makes it clear the purpose of an equipment group. So in this particular case, you see we have a pump and motor and some associated valves. You also see that there is a unit cooler, in other words, an air conditioner, in the cubicle with this equipment. And that room cooler is required for the operability of the motor and pump. So in a postulated accident sequence, this unit cooler must operate for the pump and motor to be operable. So I think this gives a good understanding how the advantages of grouping equipment not only by their own system, so you can readily see that the motor, pump, and valves belong to a system, but there would be yet another plant system, in this case a safety-related HVAC system, which is also related to the same equipment group. Slide 39 gives you, again, the same control building chilled water equipment. In this case, it's the Control Building Chilled Water Division A Equipment Group, and that's related to the chilled water pump, suction valve, discharge valve, and also the Control Building Air Handling Unit. You can see there's also a default group column on this relationship table, and there's a very deep functionality here. Again, please seek additional information on this functionality. Now we're going to talk about enhancements to clearances, and clearances are very important functionality for establishing the configuration in the plant to support maintenance on live equipment. We've added a number of usability features in this release. Slide 41 shows a number of enhancements that are created for usability, and I'll give you a very specific example of this. Just to make it easier to use the system, more straightforward, and this is all based on feedback from key users, our development partners. Finally, these changes strengthen the operational management framework and add value to the inherent integration with other Maximo applications. In a nuclear power station, the cartoon, you can think of a nuclear power station as if you have anything that's important for the nuclear station, well, then you probably have three of them, redundant and diverse, to maintain that function. Every time, that gives you an idea that every time when you take a system down for maintenance, there is a penalty that you pay in terms of plant readiness. So the operational management interface assists the plant operators in managing that interface with the rest of the plant. So for clearances in this revision, we've added an operational impacts tab relating to tech specs and equipment operability and equipment unavailability. Plus, also, we've also added scheduling dates to tie into the Primavera schedule. Slide 42 just gives you a picture of one of these usability enhancements where we've bought a derived flag for pending independent verification for tags. So this, you're looking at this screen. When you look at slide 42, you'll see a listing of all the tags on the clearance, and you'll just see that of the many requirements, we've just added a flag in the summary row to give the operations personnel a view at the in one glance a view of the status of his clearance. Finally, so that brings to a conclusion the new functionality. I do want to just provide a few comments. Terry spoke about the Renaissance. I want to talk about the integration of the Maximo solution as part of a comprehensive process and data environment relevant to the entire plant life cycle. If you look at slide 44, you'll see an indication of some of the systems that are important and critical in the design of the nuclear power station. Primarily among those, you'll see a product lifecycle management and a CAD-CAMP system that will be used for the design of the plant and production of construction drawings. This information is crucial for the design. It's also the first time that we have the opportunity to completely build these systems out, such as Maximo, for the users, for the owners, prior to plant completion. And this is very crucial for the cradle-to-grave management of key data in the nuclear power station. Slide 45 shows you another example of the benefit. In addition to avoiding the siloed approach of the construction and startup and operations of the plant in terms of data, you also have the opportunity to tie Maximo into the actual construction, to the procurement of plant equipment, certainly to the procurement of operational spares, and the use of Maximo during the startup and testing phase or earlier. when the plant is turned over from the construction personnel to the plant operational folks. So that really concludes my remarks. And I know we've taken just about all the time, but if we could stand by for any questions. And I would certainly urge you to contact Terry or myself for more in-depth information on this subject.
Thank you. At this time, we're ready to begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. And one moment for our first question. At this time, I'm showing no questions. Again, if you had a question, just press star 1. At this time, I'm showing no questions.
Well, thank you very much, all, for your attention. And certainly has been great to have a moment to share some of the features of Maximo Nuclear in this exciting period of the nuclear renaissance. Please contact Terry or myself for more in-depth information. Terry, would you like to add some comments?
No, I think that's it, Joe. You know, like Joe said, we're here to answer any questions, support you in any way, and if you'd like additional information with regards to any of the points on the slide deck or in the material that we presented, feel free to reach out anytime. We're here to assist.
We do have a question on the phone line now, if you'd like to take it.
Certainly.
From Tony Hodge. Go ahead and ask your question.
Thanks. Hi, Joe. Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for this information. I wanted to ask you, so obviously the nuclear solution that we have is very multifunctional, and it seems like, you know, it could take a lot to get your arms around it. Can you point us to some customer case studies or documented examples of the clients that you mentioned in the presentation that are using the solution and perhaps how they're using it?
Well, go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, Tony, we do not have any written case studies that I'm aware of. I would encourage you at Pulse, TVA, as you saw on the kind of the progression of our solution and customer endorsement and so forth, we have a number of customers who have recently implemented, and the most recent one that we're in the process of implementing today is Tennessee Valley Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And TVA will be at Pulse doing a number of key presentations throughout the conference. So I think that would be a great opportunity to hear kind of firsthand from a customer experience. But as far as something that's written, Joe, are you aware?
No, there's a load of information. I know there's loads and loads of PowerPoint decks out there about what people have done over the years, but nothing in the form of a case study, so to speak.
Yeah, and Tony, one that we refer, and it's because the company has a multiple number of industry solutions and so forth, is Detroit Edison,
mm-hmm.
DTE Energy, and that is one that does include the IBM Maxima for nuclear power. So that would be one, but it's kind of written in the context of a kind of an enterprise offering that IBM has done.
Okay, and I know we're a little bit over, but I have just one more quick question. Can you talk just for a minute on the industry analyst's perspective of how our solution does in the market and how it's predicted to do in the market, as you talked about the nuclear power companies perhaps doubling and continuing to grow worldwide? Can you talk just for a minute from an industry perspective?
Yeah, I'll take that, Tony. One of the analysts that looks at our industry in terms of positioning our product in the market space is Gartner. And Joe mentioned his background. I spent, before joining IBM, 5 years at Gartner as vice president of their energy group. And one of the things that we did at Gartner was the Magic Quadrants. They continue to do that and have actually done it for about 12 years, and we are very proud of the fact that in their three magic quadrants that they look at EAM. They kind of break it up into three main segments: manufacturing, power generation, and also transmission and distribution. And in power generation, we are, IBM Maximo is the leader and has been the leader in terms of an EAM offering into the power generation space for the last 12 years. So that continues. It's something that is updated that they look at in the marketplace against our kind of features and functionality, against all the other competitors and their functionality, and they rate us as number one. And if you go on, there is an EAM wiki that you can get information in terms of their findings. So I think that's a very, very important point if you're in a competitive situation to use that information as a differentiator.
Great. Thanks, Terry. I appreciate that. And I have no other questions. Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay. Thanks,
Tony.
Thank you. At this time, there are no further questions. I'll turn it back over to the speakers.
Okay, thank you very much. Once again, I appreciate everyone's attention and look forward to hearing from you later.
Thank you, and this does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. At this time, you may disconnect your lines.